like Mario Lopez. I talk to guests. I break for lunch. No fatty carbs. Cause I'm like Mario Lopez. I dance with stars. I drive in cars with sleeveless shirts. Cause I'm like
Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. Drew and George talk to people sometimes. That's Drew Brooks.
And that's George Basil.
And I've got the itch. The itch to burn you off.
No. Listeners, please don't believe that.
Don't let it.
We love you, and we thank you for listening, as always.
Like a bicycle seat tucked between your two squishy butts. We
is
welcome
a compliment
you.
Somewhere.
We welcome you. We welcome this you. Guest was Adam Lustig, the immemorable.
Oh, man, what a delightful whipcracker.
The incurnable.
The incurnable.
The insentient.
The unpertaintable.
Yes, the theatrically gifted, the musically gifted Adam Lustig, episode 8 of season 24 of
God
this show.
Damn it, if he was a horsepower, how fast would he go?
His horsepower
What's
meter,
his horsepower
bro?
What's his horsepower meter?
4,000.
God damn it, that's way over the
easy,
charts.
Easy. He's better than a Porsche, bigger than a Rolls.
That is
he's
so,
a champagne bucket full of champagne buckets.
Thank God, man, because we don't want any bunty bottles around. I want those bottles cleaned up by someone who works for me.
Yeah, bunty bottles, they belong in New York
Let's just
City.
Say this. I'm going to say it again. Listeners, thank you for listening. We've made it all the way to episode 8. This is very exciting.
You don't understand what you've done for our lives. Our lifestyle has changed in ways that we didn't expect. We now kick off our shoes immediately.
Right, right.
We now wear only shirts that immediately
live on silk.
Live
they
on
eat
silk.
Their own silk. They, my shirts eat its own silk.
We wear worm shirts. We now, I'm wearing, no joke, this actually isn't a lie.
No.
I'm wearing green shorts. Drew's wearing red shorts.
I believe they're orange.
Oh,
and I'm sorry to hear by your eyes.
that's for real. And mine is gray.
But it's true. We're both really in shorts because why? It was 110 today.
Was it 110 today?
I don't know if that's accurate. Steve, he's a fact checker. Was it 110? 99. Shit. It was
99 points on the dollar.
Let me tell you what.
Your change is 99.
99 deeks up in here, up in this L.A. trip, is just like 20 degrees in that New York trip with a lot of snow and sleet.
That's true. It's true. It's the same extremity.
Same pain on the torso.
It's true, man.
Yeah, melted my wax.
So
all
Browns
day.
Football, have you stepped into the Browns football world? Let's
what?
Talk about
why?
The NFL.
Because you love Johnny Manziel's?
I'm fascinated because of Drake being all over Johnny Football and Johnny Football being all over Drake. That whole scenario is
it's
crazy.
It's a match made in heaven, man. They're both celebrities.
They're both celebos.
They're both on the top of their games.
Top of tippity top. I don't know. Is Johnny Football going to make it in normal football? Go.
Normal football, he's been playing for a long time. It's just been college and not professional.
But I'm talking about the show, stadium, lights, fans, the dog
protein.
Rawr!
Literally, this is that guy's professional career.
Go ahead.
He could go out for the first snap of his professional career, and it ends.
Right.
It could end at any point. Like, you could have a crazy, meniscus tear in your eyeball.
For those of you that don't know, the NBA draft came and went.
And no one cares.
The Cleveland Browns.
NFL draft.
The NFL. So what
you said the NBA.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Nobody cares.
No.
The NFL draft came and went, and the Cleveland Browns chose Johnny Manziel, a guy from Texas A&M.
Sure.
That was a nasty arm on the field. But he's also a compact man, and I don't know. I mean, my basic brain says he's going to have a difficulty in the NFL.
Because he's going to get hit by not compact
men. He's going to get blitzed by 300 semi-trucks.
Yeah, but that's been happening.
Oh, fair enough. That's very true.
You know, he's been getting hit by big dudes a lot, and there's a bug in my beer, and that's... That's a real jit,
man.
Yeah, because I don't drink bugs, I don't drink bug pee.
We're going to fix this bug in his beer thing, but we also are just going to play this conversation.
Oh, yeah, enjoy Adam Lustig. He's magical, and he's got an existential...
Look, this was great.
Mario Lopez at Groove. Welcome back,
please. Thanks.
Welcome back.
Thanks,
Adam,
for having me back.
No, thank you.
Did anybody get diarrhea on the trip? Yep, Maggie got diarrhea. Got legitimate.
Okay.
The legitimate kind, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out
the
like
real
soup.
Kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was for context.
For the
Maggie,
listeners, I just want to go ahead and brief them. You spent a period of time in Peru
yeah,
and other
weeks.
Areas, a
yeah.
couple weeks.
Yeah.
And so you got back. By the way, I want to tell them also, you look a little tan.
I got a little tan.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it looks good on
this
you.
This Jew tans quickly. I don't burn. I have a nice base.
Quickly.
I have a nice base. We wandered through the desert for 40 years, so I think that we all got generational base
tans. It's evolutionary.
It's evolutionary.
I will say your underarm, very white.
My underarm?
Under your forearm right here.
Oh, yeah.
Look
it's yeah,
that.
I know. I don't say I tan evenly, but it was certainly, I do feel sort of golden bronzed.
Yeah.
But
and
thank you, Drew.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yes,
and,
thank you, man.
And you went and you saw ruins and
we
all
saw
this
ancient
stuff.
Ruins and we had ancient diarrhea and it was awesome. Yes, I was
you experienced
just,
evolutionary sickness. You experienced
elevation sickness. Yeah, yeah,
yeah
because we
you.
Haven't evolved out of elevation sickness yet.
We don't know that yet.
We don't know that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah we flew into our first stop on our sort of Peruvian adventure. And this was, we're not travelers. We like rarely ever do this. We
okay.
literally have been together 6 years and have not taken a trip like this ever.
So this was monumental.
Monumental, yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah,
like
yeah.
unprecedented. And we're not like backpackers.
It did feel like when you told me I'm going to be out of town, I'm going to do this thing, I was like, is his life just awesome like that?
No. No, it's never awesome.
Don't be deceived.
No, not at all. I don't want to like present a false sense of myself. This is.
It takes a lot though to plan that trip.
Yeah.
Like there is a series of bravery that you have to have throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the financial commitment to buying the shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then it's like the time commitment to being like, I'm sorry, business.
Yep.
I will not be here for these days.
You're
and
right.
Leading up to it, it'll be a little fuzzy. And then
that's
when
right.
I get back, it'll be fuzzy. So like it's.
And then there's the thing itself.
And then
there's
yeah,
the actual walking and talking
right.
and hiking and shitting itself.
And
the experience.
Yeah, and figuring out how to communicate with people that
how
speak
communic-
Peruvian.
That's right, Peruvian is the
which
official
language.
Which
is what? Like, is it like...
It's Spanish.
It's just
they speak Spanish. Well, yeah, their Spanish is obviously the alpha language there, but then they have Quechua, which is like the ancient Incan language that has persisted and is sort of around, but is not really... But it's Spanish, basically.
But they, yeah, some people know it still.
Some people know it still. And our Spanish is shoddy.
Right.
Maggie studied French in high school, forgot it.
Yeah.
I studied Spanish in high school, didn't even learn it in the first place.
Remember
so,
our
like,
French.
Yeah, I remembered Maggie's French that she had forgotten.
That was a side effect of not learning Spanish.
Yeah, and Greek somehow slipped in there. But it was sweet. So we were there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And our first sort of stop, I was telling you guys a little bit outside, was Cusco, which is like the capital, the ancient capital of,
right.
of Peru.
Lima
really beautiful.
Lima's
current. The capital now. Yeah, exactly.
Capital, yeah.
And Lima's like a super modern city right on the coast. It's gorgeous.
Right.
Crazy wealth disparity. There was is like a few neighborhoods on the coast that are fucking sweet,
beautiful.
Gorgeous, like rocky cliffs, nice shopping malls. Might as well be like Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like really, really beautiful.
Wow.
You go 10 minutes inland from the ocean and it's just like Mexico City poverty.
Favela, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. Like third world
like,
to the max.
Almost like Rio or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it felt a lot like, I mean, I'm sure it does have like a Rio type vibe, like South American, 10 million people in Lima. I mean, it's packed
in there. Yeah, shanty towns.
Crazy
yeah,
packed.
That's
crazy
a
packed.
Lot.
One of the interesting tidbits that I learned about Peru was that so many of the buildings either had tin top roofs, like
mm-hmm.
not concrete, or slash and or it would be like a multi-story building and the top story would be vacant. And it was like all over. It was ubiquitous. And I was like, why is that? Someone said that it's because if you leave the top floor empty / don't build a roof, it's not technically a dwelling. You don't have to pay taxes on it.
They do that shit in
wow.
Greece.
Really?
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Like,
that blew my mind.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
mind.
Deliberately leave it unfinished so it's not a dwelling. It's
loopholed for... Like,
but the entire country is doing it. So
oh
it's like,
God.
Is it a loophole? It's like literally 100% of the buildings are loopholing their way out of not paying taxes.
Yeah, never
there should be somebody
out.
Being like, give those to the poor.
Yeah.
Then give those to the poor instead of not having anybody in them.
At all.
It seems so silly.
Yes, and wasteful and weird,
wasteful,
but also like exactly what I would do if I were
exactly
there.
What
precisely.
I would do
I would be scheming. I would run
I'd overdo it. I'd do like second, third, fourth floor on
there.
I just have one basement.
Just the basement.
Getting paid by the government.
Yeah, exactly.
Subsidy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just,
and you take that money to put it in the basement. That's
yeah.
your
for every
sweet
floor.
Basement. Sweet ass basement.
I'm visiting my sweet basement.
Yeah.
Oh
so you
my
went
God.
To Cusco.
Cusco was first. Cusco was first. We stopped there. I was telling you guys we had a lovely Airbnb, sort of a shepherd
mm-hmm.
through the city. This guy named Dennis, who is this expat from Canada, gay, psychic, full of personality.
Right. We called him the liaison.
Liaison. That's right.
So crucial. We were saying to
critical.
Have someone that like can do that
critical
and cares
he,
about your experience.
He was not apathetic. He was very pathetic to us. He cared very much. He took us down to the town square, showed us the chocolate museum, showed us a bunch of the cool shit going on, a lot of the churches and cathedrals in Cusco. He helped us get our train tickets to Machu Picchu, which is like our first like major like sort of landmark that we did.
Yeah.
So that was a 3-hour train ride from Cusco to Machu Picchu, which is like the Michael Jordan of the Inca ruins. There are Inca ruins all over the place, all over South America and Peru specifically, but Machu Picchu is like the fucking one.
Because it's most complete?
Yeah, it's totally complete, untouched. Yeah. Deliberately untouched because the Incas, they built it in like the 1400s or 1500s, something like that. And it's crazy because it's like all the stones are perfectly shaped and amazing and it's a miracle. It's like one of those miracles.
Totally.
But when the Spanish came and the Europeans came to fuck it all up and just to conquer everything, the Incas knew they were coming and deliberately left Machu Picchu and sort of almost like threw the Spanish off its scent so the Spanish would follow the Incas and deliberately leave the city untouched.
Yeah.
So the city was like, then became shrouded and the jungle sort of grew over it. And it wasn't even discovered until some American schmuck stumbled upon it, thinking it was some other Inca ruin, like 1911 or something. Wow. So it had been sitting there for hundreds of years, untouched, unscathed, unlived in.
Just grown over.
Yeah, just totally grown over. And this dude, Hiram Berkham or something like that, I can't remember his name exactly, but the train to Machu Picchu is named after him. He was like the American explorer that discovered it.
I like how Americans get credit when they stumble upon shit.
Accidentally. Yeah. Yeah. Like in the same way that Columbus thought this was India.
It was
a fuck up. You know what I mean? Like
and now we've got a day
Columbus
of the year.
Columbus Airlines.
Yeah. That is one of the semantic things that blows my mind, that we can still get away with calling Native Americans Indians, because that was like, the whole thing was like, this wasn't India, right?
Yeah.
You thought it was India, but I just think it's so funny that that's persisted. People make such a big stink about the Redskins. Did we even talk about this last time, the Redskins?
We did We briefly talked about, because we got into sports a lot.
We did, huh?
Very much.
Okay,
but it was a great one because I was like, we never talk about sports, and I felt like this was so fun because we don't even really talk about like the competition and like the things that are normally talked about with sports. We talked about the weird things about sports.
Like the
racism and the names and all that stuff.
Well, since that time, sorry to interrupt, the Donald Sterling thing has happened.
What an amazing thing.
I'd like to talk about that.
We can get right into it.
Yeah, we can just dive right
into it. But back to the Indians thing. The Indians, Cleveland Indians befuddles me much more than Washington. Not much more, but I don't see how that's not equally offensive. Yeah. Indian, they're not Indians. They're from India. Wasn't that the whole thing?
Right.
But it was, so this isn't India?
Yeah, it's doubly weird.
How are we calling them that?
Yeah.
And it's American Indian a PC? Is that okay? American Indian?
Native American.
Native American, for sure.
Yeah.
But American Indian?
Which is still fucked up because it should be native whatever this was.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's what it should have been. It's not American.
In Canada, it's First Nationer.
There we go.
Oh,
that's nice and
great.
Sort of like...
Oh my goodness.
It's just happened again.
Now you know, so you guys don't have
a slippery.
Now it's not about clothing.
No, it's me. I'm the common denominator.
Let the listeners know that the mic has just fallen off his shirt.
And will continue to, unfortunately. Okay. I'm a spazzy, borderline autistic human man but you are trying to have a normal, unautistic conversation.
I gotta tell you, it's very entertaining. It's very entertaining.
For us.
As long as you don't have strokes, it's very entertaining.
And this is hanging on by a GD
thread right now.
This is. You know what? I'm just gonna go like this.
All right. Yeah. Just keep it a fair distance, though.
You're concerned. Okay. You're more concerned.
I just want you. I don't want you redlining on
6 to 8 inches.
So where did you go after Machu Picchu?
Okay, so Machu Picchu, we were there for a little while, which was you spend a day there, you know, and like you take the 3-hour train ride, you stay in the tiny little town called Aguas Calientes.
Okay.
Hot water. Hot springs. There are natural hot springs there. That's why they call it there.
Nice,
Aguas Calientes. Yes.
Ten points.
So we were there for a day, and then we woke up at like 4:30 a.m. They tell you to get to Machu Picchu for the sunrise. It's transcendent and beautiful, and it truly, truly is. And we got there like 6 a.m. With maybe like 5 or 6 busloads of people because everyone's doing this.
Okay.
And if you're a true badass, you don't take the 3-hour train to Machu Picchu. You fucking trek it like the Incas did.
Ooh.
And the Inca trek is like a thing that people do, and it's like a 4 or 5 day walk from Cusco, from the city of Cusco up through the Andes Mountains to Machu Picchu.
So by the time you get there, you really appreciate it.
You really appreciate it.
Do they camp out?
Yeah. You just like stay along the way because that's what the Incas would have done and sort of paying homage to their trek and yada yada. Okay, so all these dudes do that. So, all these like hardcore trekkers like do this 4 or 5 day trek.
Cool. A lot of North Face.
A lot of North Face, a lot of Patagonia.
Right,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of like good synthetic wool that breathes but also gets wet. I don't know how the hell.
I don't know how it does it.
Yeah.
It wicks weather away.
It wicks. It wicks. these words that like Eastern Mountain Sports made up.
I like all conditions gear is one of my favorite ACG. Terms. ACG.
Did Nike make that up?
Nike made it up.
Totally.
And they came out and everything looked like sort of, it just like it, everything was dirty.
Beige.
You know? Yeah,
pre-beiged. Beige. We pre-beiged it for you.
It was a 90s beige thing with a little hint of color.
Just a hint though.
So good.
A hint of like Aztec turquoise.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
Southwestern turquoise mixed with beige.
You really did. You popped on a pair and you felt like you were a little more cultural.
Exactly.
Blanket. That's good. And then they came out in the aughts with like, what is their considered gear?
Their what gear?
Considered, which was like recycled soles and stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
Anyway, so okay, so you went there.
So we got there.
You got the hardcore people.
No,
do you hardcore people?
You see the hardcore people along the way as you sort of take in this lovely train. You see these hikers with the walking sticks, and it's never like fit. It is like half like fit 20-something out of college Australians, and mixed with like retired mid 60s UK couples. Did I break it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
But I kind of did though.
No. You're great.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
So these are the trekkers. It's like very like demographically half and half, like retiree, like retired aged folks, like people in their 60s, like doing this to do it, and then like the age of like their children. But it was very interesting. So we got there to Machu Picchu, and it was like the day that we happened to get there was a Monday, and it was like really, really foggy and rainy and misty, and you couldn't see shit. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was just like being in a cloud, just like a fog of white, which for us was beautiful and incredible and surreal and dreamlike. And to the people that had walked 4 or 5 days just to see this view, pissed.
Yeah.
Wow. So mad.
Pissed. And like at a wonder of the world, and it was all these like cantankerous Brits who were literally looking me in the eyes and saying things like, "This is shit."
Wow. This is absolute shit.
This is shit. You go, sometimes shit happens. They're like, well, we'll buy the fucking postcard when we get downstairs. It was amazing.
That's incredible.
It was amazing to see them so disappointed at one of the most beautiful things on the planet.
Oh, yeah. This is shit. Do you go down into it?
Well, yeah, if you hike the Inca Trail, you walk for 4 days and then you arrive at the Sun Gate to Machu Picchu, which is like quite elevated. And from the Sun Gate, you get this amazing view because Machu Picchu is like a city. It's like a small city that exists with like clearly a residential zone and then like a ceremonial zone. And then with like a sort of a, like not like an activities, like they, I mean, it's all kind of speculatory, like what it was actually used for.
Is it really touristy?
The site itself is like quite unscathed and like not really touristy.
Okay.
Granted, a shitload of tourists go there every day. That's what happens there. We were there from maybe like 6 a.m. to noon. Okay. And like by 10 or 11 a.m., it was packed with tourists.
Like the Grand Canyon.
Exactly. It was like a wonder.
Have you been
like
to the Grand Canyon?
Never.
Oh man, it is.
Is it beautiful?
It's like one of those things here that you're just like, wait, this exists here?
In America.
How does nobody like talk about this on the regular? To me, it was just breathtaking.
And it blows your mind. And people, so the tourists in the Grand Canyon. And can you go down the canyon or
you can. You can hike it. You can even, which I didn't, like after I saw it, there were like people, there's like donkeys that can take you through it.
Yep.
I honestly didn't feel like the donkeys were super into it.
Yeah.
But then maybe just a general donkey attitude is this is a bummer.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the donkey way of life. Because you know they can't reproduce. I learned this also because about 10 days after this Machu Picchu thing, we took donkey down a mountain.
Oh, okay.
Accident.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was very strange. I can tell you guys about that if you like.
Yeah, please.
But donkeys are horses. Okay, I'm gonna get this wrong.
Mules?
Bred with a horse, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So the mule doesn't have, can't reproduce, and is sterile. So I think that's why they look beaten. That contributes to why they're like very downtrodden and beaten. They have no sex drive. They have no like hormones, I don't think.
Thoroughbred is like, gotta put my cock out.
Thoroughbred has like a genetic. I can't corroborate, but what I can say is that it seems that that would make all jackasses or donkeys developmentally disabled horses or mules.
Exactly. They're like weird stunted horses. They're like almost horse.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Their faces, they look, and I don't know what I felt sympathetic, I was like, I don't want to ride this animal.
Yeah, exactly.
It just looks so sad.
Broken.
Yeah, totally broken. Like the will and spirit, and it's just kind of like, I'll do this because I don't know what else, how to get away or anything. Yeah.
I know.
I can't escape.
Sad. There's something super sad about
super
it. And
sad
also
about it. Yeah.
Fundamentally satisfying about like, you, mule, uh-huh. this is your one function,
yep.
to be like a load bearer.
Yeah. And when you see
so, like, bear my load.
Yeah. And when you see it, you understand why people say donkey and mule and all that stuff. You get it. You're like, oh, yeah, they're the people doing the worst job.
Yep.
That's
yep.
the worst
Thankless.
Job.
Yeah. They don't even have a dick about it. Yeah. They literally yeah. don't have a dick
they can't.
Yeah. about it.
They nope. can't even get off work and, like, go have sex. They can't
never
even do it.
Happens. They're
oh,
never off work.
Oh, God, because that's just the saddest
yeah,
thing
it was
in the world.
Saddest.
Okay, so you went down on a donkey.
That, yes, yes. yeah. that's the name of the spinoff podcast.
yeah.
So Machu Picchu was great. If you don't mind me, just so I don't get confused, if I can take you through my trip in chronological
please,
order,
please,
is that okay?
Please.
Machu Picchu, amazing, incredible. Then we went east to the Bolivian border, to the Amazon basin, to the fucking rainforest.
Another wow. country.
No, it's still in Peru, but like okay. right on the, like right wow. quite near Bolivian, Brazil.
Okay.
Amazon basin, not the Amazon River itself, but like a tributary to the Amazon. It's called like the Tembo
Prime.
Punta, I think Prime, Amazon Prime. Beta, starring John David. And we went down to the Amazon basin and we stayed in this like beautiful eco lodge that was amazing for like 4 days and three nights, where it was like our room was had three walls and then one wall just open to the rainforest.
Damn.
You know, it was fucking sick. It was fucking sick.
Animals.
Tons and only and, okay. and ubiquitous and constant.
Okay.
Just like
insects everywhere.
Forever.
Oh. Everywhere. sign me out.
Sign you right out. Already
right
signed
out.
You out of it.
Closing up the wall to the Amazon and out. I'm out.
Yes.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just mule me right out of here.
Yeah.
No, it was. I totally hear you, dude. But the thing is, I'm a little squeamish when it comes to bugs too. But it's amazing how quickly you adapt.
Yes,
humans adapt. You adapt to anything in a second.
Yes,
it's just like the human mind. I feel like
that's very true.
So we were sleeping in these three walled rooms, and Maggie and I slept in separate beds, each of which had a mosquito net. Around
right.
it, obviously.
Wonderful.
You'd wake up covered in mosquitoes.
No.
You needed
shit.
That net. It was just like covered in bugs.
The net was, not you.
The net.
Thank
the
God.
Net. So if the net wasn't there, you would be covered.
Covered in them.
Covered, yeah. dude. Yeah. yeah, eaten as it is. We got bites, obviously.
Right.
Like
right.
you, like only a fool goes to the middle of nature and expects not to be conquered
right.
a little bit.
But to wake yeah. up in a fur coat of mosquitoes would be the worst night. That would be the
Nightmare.
Worst. Yeah.
Nightmare, like Wicker
it
Man.
Be, it would be a terror.
Yeah, it would be a terror.
Wicker Man, true. The bees.
The bees, yeah. Yeah.
So scary.
So it was crazy though. And yeah, we saw nutty animals. Howler monkeys, like these
Whoa.
Crazy Whoa. Monkeys with like black leathery faces who literally make a noise like this. I don't want to like love it, but they go yeah. and it echoes so loudly through the jungle. We were sitting in this perch.
Like a didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo. It was a total didgeridoo. That's seriously what it sounded like, but loud and primal and ape-like. And it would just like echo through the whole jungle.
What an incredible
so
thing.
Fucking loud. And it was just this family of howler monkeys marking their territory with this like, didgeridoo.
We don't know anything about the world.
We don't know shit.
I don't know anything about the world.
No, it's goddamn thing.
Are the people nice?
So
everybody
nice.
Was like super.
Yeah. This was like a bit of a splurge for us. This was like a night. It was like really nice. I wasn't expecting it to be so nice.
Comfort-wise.
It was really comfortable. It was like awfully nice. And the whole thing is like in support of like a research center to preserve the rainforest. And
incredible.
It all obviously.
You're such a good man.
Hardly. I'm such a man.
No,
I'm not even such a man. I'm a man.
You are a man. And that is a really cool.
I'm a bit
cool
of a man.
I'm a bit of a man.
But that's such a cool thing.
It was cool.
That's such a cool thing
it
to be
really
able
cool.
to be part of something, experience all of this stuff, and not be like, I'm just a tourist. I'm dropping on resorts that
no
are
way.
Questionable, that are using questionable methods.
Exactly.
And like,
no,
I
it was
love
all
that.
Totally
that is
above
so
board.
Great, man.
And I really did feel grateful. Maggie and I both came back feeling really grateful. And it's sort of cliche to say, but like to, you know, have the ability to travel anywhere.
And like, you would recommend this hands down.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Specifically, this rainforest thing. I know you don't like bugs.
Yeah.
And I don't. Who does?
Who does?
Who
if
does?
You do, I don't want to be friends with you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Just Jeff Goldblum and the fly. That's it. That's it. But we.
That's my kind of fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It was a. Jewish fly.
Yes. He's so great.
So good. I love that movie.
I love that guy.
Davis is such a babe.
So then
such
after Eco Lodge.
After the Eco Lodge in the rainforest, we were there for a few days in which we saw all these fucking nutty, I mean, ants the size of your New Balance. You're like, huge fucking ants, dude. Leave that. You literally populate into huge, huge trees. Like the tree, this tree is these ants' apartment building. They just like live in this massive
You'd
tree.
You'd see me in a mosquito net hoodie and I would never get out of
all
it.
All the time. I'm like, no, this is a good vacation for me. This is what I want. Yeah, like this is what I actively want. I choose this.
This is the most adventurous you've been in your life?
It was definitely, it's up there. Yeah, the most out of my comfort zone.
Like the most, different
for sure.
than your
than my home turf.
Totally.
Definitely.
Do you feel like, I mean, for me, when I leave and I go and I do something, it's like it fulfills something I forget is empty.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how nourishing it was to travel until, because like I said, like I don't take trips. I'm not like...
I'm not that guy either.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah. And
I'm
it's
just
like...
that guy.
Yeah.
So this was like a special, magical, sort of like mystical thing.
I feel like it's got to be all tricks, though. People have got to be like, we're just going down the street. And then I'll end up in Brazil and be like, thank God you said down the street.
Yeah.
And then I would find it rewarding and fulfilling. And hopefully that is... So that sounds like a really good experience because it's nice to know. Because like, I have been to Mexico. I have been to other places. And I have felt like I'm like, this is not necessarily the way that I would like to do it. Like all-inclusive cruise. Yeah. And all that stuff bums me out a little bit.
Bums me out. We ended this amazing Peruvian adventure with a wedding in the Dominican Republic at one of these all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
Mad depressing.
Yes. Right.
Mad depressing.
It doesn't feel the same kind of fulfillment that you would want.
It's the it almost negates.
Yes.
It's almost the exact polar opposite.
Yes.
Am I doing this correctly? Are you checking that?
Yeah, we're checking your levels.
I'll check on you.
Okay,
I'll
cool.
go down on that donkey.
Definitely the big slide build.
I would like to say welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the country.
Thank you, Drew. And thank you, Drew.
And we're very excited to have you.
So stoked to be here, man.
So pumped.
Yeah,
And since you've been back, have you been reacclimated back into Los Angeles?
Hop right back into it.
Okay, so like, was there... Now, I know you guys both got sick in different ways.
I didn't get too sick.
Okay.
Maggie bore the brunt of it. Her body were... And she would not disagree with this. Her body works worse than mine. is slightly in worse shape.
Tough.
It's a bit of an older model.
Right.
Yeah. Mine's a little...
She had tummy issues.
She had the shits. I believe that's what they call them, the shits. I was okay. So after the rainforest, we went to this other city called Arequipa, which is like in the south of Peru. And this is Easter weekend, like Good Friday to Easter Sunday.
And to everybody that doesn't know, this is a very Roman Catholic area, right?
Incredible. Arequipa specifically was incredibly Roman Catholic, which is one of the reasons we kind of wanted to be there for Easter, just to sort of like be fly on the wall and like the most sort of patriarchal Catholic possible.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were there. A lot of those processions that, you know, processions with amazing statues and things
flowers
like that.
Flowers and candles and
so
statues.
So great.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And so that was nice in its own right. That was really cool. And then, so around the kind of the main square of Arequipa, everyone is trying to sell you this like Colca Canyon trip. They're like, hike Colca Canyon, like do it, like Colca Canyon, Colca, it's everywhere, ubiquitous. In the guidebook, it was like to go to Arequipa and not see Colca Canyon is like going to Cusco and not seeing Machu Picchu. It's like, you have to do it.
Right.
You gotta go there. So we're like, okay. So we decided to do it. We had like a few days before we had to be in Lima. So we were like, all right, let's like, instead of hanging out in Arequipa for another couple days, let's like do this crazy thing.
Right.
So there's a one-day option where you just basically take a bus tour of the Colca Canyon and like the surrounding valley. And you don't really get out of the bus. You just like stop at a couple villages, whatever. Yeah. There was a three-day tour, which is like you go to the canyon. And this is the Andes Mountain we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, you go to the canyon. You hike down it, and you hike back up, and that takes 3 days. We didn't really have 3 days, so we did the two-day option, which is the same amount of trekking, but in 2 days.
Ooh.
Okay?
And fast forward.
Seriously. Super, super hard. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. We went to this like travel agency. We were like, okay, we want the two-day thing. It sounds right. The woman who was like selling us the package was like kind of heavy set. I was like, have you done it? Have you done this?
She's like, oh, yeah.
She was like, yeah, it's just walking. We're like, okay, cool. It's just walking.
Wow.
Fucking A. We were so out of our depth. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was incredible. Picked up at 3 a.m. from our hostel, drove to the top of this mountain. Maggie nudged me awake on the bus. It was snow-capped. We had left the desert, and it was snow-capped 3 hours later.
God.
Like, elevation was serious. We were up in the mountains.
Sounds like you got kidnapped.
It was basically we paid to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
It was like one of those, like, adventure, like, role-playing things.
Right.
Here's an extra 50. Hit me in my face. Bang.
Mine as well have been. It, like, really felt like that.
Oh.
Like, accidental adventurers. So we, at 8:30 a.m., we went to this place called the El Cruz del Condor, where you get to see all these amazing condors soaring.
Holy
incredible.
Shit.
Amazing. We're like, wow, this is crazy. But as we see how high up we are, it's starting to dawn on us the task ahead of us, which is walking down and then back up this mountain.
Climbing down a mountain and then climbing the mountain.
That's precisely. So we're in a group of maybe like seven of us with a guide, and we had really great guide experiences at the Rainforest Lodge. They were like super informed, spoke great English, knew everything about us, really attentive and accommodating. This guy that we had to hike the canyon, dickhead, asshole.
It's like a star
didn't
map
give a
tour.
Shit.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't give a shit. Didn't speak English, didn't care. Nice enough, but just like not very involved and whatever. Okay, and that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So it's a group of seven of us, a couple Canadians and maybe some Australians, and the prerequisite.
All sort on
of,
the 2-day tour.
This is the 2-day group. This is like our unit for the 2-day trip.
But none of them could like stay and do the 3-day option or
correct.
Something.
Okay. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but this was like our 2-day. There were like 8 of us like doing this 2-day excursion. Totally. Okay. So it's 10 a.m. when we set off for the hike, and already it's like super hot. Maggie has her purse with her. We don't know about trekking. Right. We didn't realize that it was like a lifestyle that people commit themselves to. Totally. They have walking sticks and like ACG shoes and like serious shit.
Right.
Like I'm walking around like in fucking like, you know, my Cortezes, regular, my Costanzas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
your Costanzas.
Like an asshole.
Let me say that that's a throwback to the first conversation we had where we talked about the Nike Cortez as being the George Costanza shoe or the Nike Costanza, which it's now dubbed, which blew your mind.
Blew my mind because I only associated with Mexican gangs in East LA.
Which it normally is, which is so amazing.
It does not do well as a hiking shoe?
It doesn't do terribly as a hiking shoe. It's not a hiking, it's barely a shoe.
It's barely a shoe.
It eats your foot.
It's not supportive in any way. It's in fact the least supportive. It's like a Tom's Nike.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have to say it looks great on you.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's your shoe, man. When I first saw,
I appreciate
that. I didn't even know you and I saw you in a Cortez and I was like, that's a shoe. It looks great.
Yeah, thank you. Looks great. And the Costanza, with the Costanza intonation, not necessarily the Bloods or Crips intonation, right? Or both.
I don't want to get into that because I have...
I'll go down on that game. Okay, I'll go.
But yeah, so you had to hike up this mountain in Nike Cortez.
We hiked. Okay, so we were Nike, and Maggie's in her like her regular sneakers and like purse, and like we don't have enough water. Like we didn't bring enough. We have like a very finite amount of water. So it's a 4-hour trek down straight down the mountain to lunch. Midday sun. It's like really really hard. It's in no way sort of like there are no safety precautions whatsoever. You're just walking down a mountain, as I imagine the Grand Canyon would be, just like walking down the super steep canyon,
super
in
steep.
The middle of the day, super duper steep.
Sun right on you.
Right on us. Yeah. Water. Maggie is like, her. The panic is just like slow, the panic dial is like slowly being turned up
that
as
would
we
be
like,
me.
As we realize that like we're very out of our league.
Yep.
She is getting upset. Yep. I am upset with her and for her.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck, this
it's
is really
dialing
not
in
out.
And you're just like, holy shit. And we're, then for
and
me,
there's no way out. And there's no way out.
For me, it would just, you would ask me if I had that power bar and I would fucking snap. I would snap on you. That would happen.
Yeah.
So go, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can't wait to hike with you.
Yeah, it's going to be the best, dude. We're going to
be great.
Make sure to bring extra power bars.
Just drive around in traffic with them, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, you got an extra piece of gum?
No, Drew, I can't
it's
wait good. To
it's going
to
be a blast. It's going to be a blast. Go
so
ahead.
We hiked 4 hours straight down, lunchtime. And it's lunch at this like weird little village, Andean mountain village.
Water?
Water, soup, very old-fashioned. It's like very Don Quixote, 16th century, just like, you know, bringing in whatever. Okay, so Maggie asked the guy. She is completely exhausted. Oh. She literally can't go on. There's 4 more hours of descent before we sleep at the bottom of the canyon for the night and then hike 4 hours up the next day to the top. Okay, so that's what's ahead of us. There's zero chance Maggie can do it. Zero.
Right.
Physically, she's spent.
Doesn't want to,
Doesn't want to, can't. Can't.
Totally.
So she asked the guy, she was like, can I get a bus? And she was like near holding back her tears, being very like the panic, physical panic.
Physical panic.
Yep.
It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
And she was like, is there a bus? And he literally laughed. He laughed at her.
Oh,
he like laughed at us. He was like, no, there's no bus. It's like we're in the middle of a canyon. In the middle of ancient Peru. It's like we're running back in time to get to the middle of this mountain.
I could see like, his Indiana Jones face just being like, a bus.
It's like asking if there's a teleporter.
Exactly. He was it was a truly absurd request that we made in earnest.
Yes.
Okay. So he was like, fuck no, of course not. I could get you a mule.
There it
this
is.
This is how you do a canyon. Okay. Maggie was like, mule. I'll take
mule. All day, mule.
Okay. And I was like,
mule just to get back up or mule?
To go 4 hours down just to go to sleep.
4 hours down to go to sleep. And then tomorrow we would figure it out whether it was mule or not. That's what we figured. Okay.
Yeah.
So the mules come. It's some weird toothless, barefoot Peruvian old man, literally from back in time, who's like from King Arthur's days, I'm pretty sure. Like maybe
Bill and Ted brought him back. Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
British accent. I was like, how is that? So
oh, he's a mule.
He shows up with these mules that are like kind of tied together, sort of like tethered together with a loose rope. It's Maggie, it's a couple of French girls, a couple of girls from Ireland, and me on these mules, led by this old Peruvian wizard. Okay, so he's walking us down the mountain on these mules.
I can't take it. I'm terrified because I'm afraid of heights and everything.
Sure.
I'm afraid of heights and I'm afraid of everything.
Everything.
Yeah. So we were hiking, you know, it's like very treacherous. Like
yeah, it is.
It's like, yeah, I mean, you can imagine. Just imagine a dangerous walk that where death is not a not option.
Right.
And that's what it was.
And then yeah. on an animal.
On an animal. On one of these broken, stupid animals
right.
you don't trust.
It's not even you falling.
Right.
I was like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die.
On these Costanzas.
Right. On these damn Costanzas. I like you standing your ground and yelling at a person that literally doesn't understand English.
I'm gonna die on my Costanzas.
And they're like, oh, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Like one reference.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jerry.
But that is very sincerely how I felt, though. I was like, I'm not going out. I'm not like a fucking punk on this mule. Like, I understand that Maggie can't do this. I'm like, but sure. I have plenty of energy, and I'd rather be exhausted than petrified for the next 3 hours
down this mule.
I bail on the mule, meet up with the rest of the group, Maggie. And while I was on the mule, I was visibly miserable and scared. Yeah. When I get scared, I get mad and curt and angry. Yeah. Totally unpleasant.
Oh, you're a man.
I'm a man. A human animal.
It's a bit of a man.
Defense mega. Just a bit of one. A bit of honey.
A bit of an angry man.
A bit of an angry man. Yeah. So then I bailed on the mule. They took the mule all the way down to the bottom. It took them an hour and a half. I hiked with the rest of our group. The sun had set. It was like much more comfortable. It wasn't so fucking hot. Yeah. I got a little more water, whatever. We hiked down there. It was totally the best of both worlds, Maggie and the mule, me on foot. We get down there, oasis. We spend the night at this crazy makeshift oasis, quite literally an oasis. Everything that has been brought down to this canyon is obviously by foot or mule, because no buses, obviously. Yep. The most beautiful stars you've ever seen. You're in the crevice of the Andes Mountain. It's gorgeous, man.
Yeah,
okay.
Really good.
So the guy goes, our guide is like, so tomorrow morning we need to be back. Our bus is waiting for us at the top of the mountain and leaves at 9 a.m. And if we're not there by 9 a.m., the bus leaves without us and no breakfast. It was like, these are the stakes.
Jesus,
I was like, man, this is fun. This is so fun.
Yeah. What? They're like, fucking.
It was like hard work.
I love how this was the thing that is the most like big thing there. That's
this
so.
This is like the tourist attraction.
That's amazing.
It's like the stratosphere in Vegas.
Yeah.
You gotta go. It's like, this is it. You gotta go.
Oh my God.
So we were like, I was like, so Maggie, how do you feel? And she was like, I'm deaf. I can't walk it. I can't do that. So she muled it up there the next morning. And I decided to walk it. And this is going to be a bit of braggadociousness,
please.
But I don't mean it to sound
you
this
beat
way.
The mules.
I beat the mules. Not only I beat the mules, out of like 50 trekkers that were all down there and oasis hiking up the next morning, I was the first one up the mountain.
Hey.
4 hour hike. I did it in less than two, homies.
Damn.
Less than two.
That's
secret peak performance athlete right here. You know what I mean?
That's hard. Man. That's hard.
Because stands.
Let it be known that you came at me like LeBron after a win.
I was psyched. I mean, I was. I think that it was partly because I didn't know what I was doing. That it was like, I think you're not supposed to walk so fast.
But do you believe that it's something that beyond you that it kicks in? Because I believe survivalism. Like,
yeah,
I do.
A bit of a fight or flight thing that was happening there.
Yeah.
You didn't want that bus to leave.
Fuck no, I didn't want the bus to leave. No. And also, I am a hyperactive person, and I think it was just finally the appropriate outlet for that hyperactivity. Was like, go climb this mountain.
Lustig, wow. Run, yeah. Climb the mountain. And you're like, okay. You're like animal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best.
But it was sweet. So that was
just
cool.
Such an amazing. That still sounds amazing.
It was
even
amazing.
Though it sounds like it's like
it was
terrifying.
Hard work.
Yeah,
it was terrifying and hard work. But going up was much easier because like you use all the different muscles going up. It's like secretly easier than going down. Going down is harder. You have to like resist your own body weight.
Yeah.
And, like all new muscles. Yada yada. But going up was fucking sweet. Also, it was 6 a.m. So again, not midday sun, gorgeous sunrise over the Andes. You would just walk up the mountain. It was like this very solo meditative journey.
Wow.
It was cool. Very, very cool.
Hell yeah.
So that was kind of the last sort of weird adventure. Again, we really didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. It kicked our ass.
Oof.
Maggie specifically, she wouldn't object to me saying that. Really wrecked her physically.
Our heart goes out to her.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
But she was loving coming up on the mule the next day. It was like a crazy, cool ride for her.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And a bunch of people took mules the next morning. It was hard.
Oh, it's hard work.
It's fucking hard.
It's really hard work.
Dude.
It's a literal mountain. Not a metaphorical one.
Yeah. Not a Jimi Hendrix mountain.
A mountain. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mountaintop.
So then plane back there.
For a day.
Okay.
For one day, which was cool. And we went to this like weird, kitschy Spanish Inquisition museum where there were wax figurines of all these torture devices that they had used that the Catholics had come and used. It was very kitschy and fun and weird.
My only notion of the Inquisition is in History of the World Part 1 with Mel Brooks.
Yes.
I was like, what is the Inquisition? Then now I know about it. And I'm like, that's. Sounds like the
terrible.
Worst period of time in human history.
The Catholics just came over and wiped everyone else out.
It's like somebody saying, Catholic, I'm going to torture you out. Until you believe in this.
Yeah.
And that sounds so
That's
scary.
Literally what it is.
That's literally what it was. And that is an amazing historical thing.
I know. And in Peru, you really get the sense of like the bumping up of cultures of like the Inca culture, which they're proud of and want to preserve because it's native to that mm-hmm. area of the world. And right. in the same way that we like kind of celebrate our Native American culture, mm-hmm. kind of.
But
kind
it's
of.
Also looked at as primitivist.
Exactly.
Because in the like compared to this rich Roman Catholic bullshit.
Precisely.
It was
savage.
Yes.
And see that
is what's so interesting about it, because then, you know, the initial thing is like, well, of course it's not savage. These Incas, first of all, they were amazing. I mean, all these ancient cultures, we may have talked about this last time, astrology, mm-hmm. science, physics, they goddamn built Machu Picchu. Like, right.
Which is an extraordinary thing.
Not primitive, not
right,
savage.
Not primitive. Exactly.
However, the flip side of that, it's like, yes, these ancient Incas.
Playing
like,
soccer with heads.
Seriously, they would take like 11-year-old girls up to a volcano, murder them, and sacrifice them.
Right.
To
the gods. Those are the weird things that you're like, how are you? Same thing with the Egypt thing where you're like, holy shit, you built this crazy thing. That's amazing. And then you did all of these terrible atrocities.
But here's the thing,
on the regular.
Back then, it's the same as it is now, which is the richest people or the most wealthy or powerful back then, just like now, do crazy shit.
Yes. That's very insightful.
They do the craziest shit.
To the poor people.
To the poor people.
Yeah, seriously, though. For real.
It's not them being savage as like a culture. It's them being savage as like that, you know, that same disparity.
That's right.
To show that rich and poor.
It is. It's only, it's an equating to whatever that time period is. It's not like it's actually stopped.
That's right.
It's very, that's
we
a
still
very
kick
interesting.
Around people's heads.
Yeah.
And
we're allowed
think,
to.
And what would you think if you were an ancient person and you saw a volcano exploding every once in a while? How would you not associate
without modern explanation, right?
I'd
that we take
a
for granted.
In a second, dude.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much longer than that.
Especially if I grew up knowing I had to do something. If you grew up knowing you had to throw a baby in a volcano, you'd be like, wow, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Baby in the volcano time of year.
Baby off. Yeah. Seriously.
I'll take Christmas.
I'll take Christmas.
And on that note, we should take a break.
Okay, let's take a short break.
All right. Cool. Let's do it.
I'm just going to let it beat.
Ba-da-dum. Bum-bum. Ba-da-dum. Bum-bum. Ba-da-dum. Bum-bum. Ba-da-dum. Bum-bum. Ba-da-dum. Bum-bum. Ba-da-dum. Bum. Ba-da-dum.
Bum-bum. Got you on the hi-hat.
Ba-da-dum.
Bum. Ba-da-dum. This is like a reverb. I'm squeezing a cat. Ba-da-dum. Santa's here.
Welcome back, Adam. We are now back. We just took a break. We had some almonds and some treats.
Thanks.
And
dude, our treat breaks are the number one in podcasts.
Treat breaks in pods.
They are in the podcasts areas. We were going to. I know it's been talked about a lot, and I know it's. It's the hashtag of the century, right?
What are you talking about, Sean Kemp? Rain Man?
Sean Kemp.
I had a nasty Sean Kemp poster.
Did you?
But I secretly like Gary Payton more.
Ah.
Love you.
That was my Sonics duality. And I went to Sam Perkins basketball camp, so he was the third favorite on that Sonics
Holy
team.
Shit.
And I did love Irvin Johnson, if you recall. Now I'm just showing off number 50. Irvin, not Irvin Magic.
Right.
Regular Irvin.
Irvin.
Wow.
Irvin.
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 Was it Irving Johnson?
Is Magic he Johnson? Is Irvin. No G.
Is he? No G.
Interesting.
No G. Julius Irvin. Irving. Yeah. Irvin Johnson.
No G and Julius.
I think there's a silent one at the beginning, before the J.
Good Julius.
Good Julius.
What is the number one?
Donald Sterling thing. And
oh
I want to.
Gosh, yeah.
So now, where are we at with this?
This is amazing. This was a stunner.
Yeah, this was a
but
mind
was it
blowing
though, at all? No, it truly wasn't because this
he
was
killed
a.
Himself today. No,
did he really?
Yeah.
Liar.
No, no, in a hotel room. It was like a weird, dirty.
You saw
like,
it on Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram showed me.
Well,
I killed him today. I killed Donald Sterling.
You're teasing, though, but he did say he has cancer.
Oh,
he did, in all sincerity, say he has cancer, like Paterno or like any of these guys that once they're dead. And he probably did for a long time.
He probably did.
True thing.
Battling.
However, it wasn't a weird thing because this is a known, vile, racist man whose institutional racism, especially in his real estate dealings, are far worse and more insidious than saying bad things about Magic Johnson and black people caught on tape in some weird First Amendment violation that's like weird on her and on him and terrible, but not a surprise.
Yeah.
But
it's darkness that comes from darkness.
Oh, it's a dark man.
Yeah.
Terrible guy, but he's an inept owner, apart from being a man. And right. People have written about this, and it's been documented for years. He's had, like, what's his name? Elgin Baylor was their president and got fired, and he claimed racism, and he's been sued time and time again for...
Yep.
Defamation.
God, all the time. This is like not a surprise, but it's so like what's different about this is that it was most like buzzy and sexy, obviously, and tabloidy.
Yeah.
But my First Amendment hackles always go up with things like that. I can't, like something always bothered me about. I feel like he's a terrible, obviously, waste of a human life and a terrible person.
Yes.
But you should be allowed to be a terrible person in your own house.
Right.
In a way, sure. There was like a part about that that sort of,
that's very
I was offended by the criminal act of her taping him without her consent also made me feel like he was getting slighted.
That's what I meant by darkness from darkness. I feel like it's this like flashlight on the darkness from a bad flashlight. You know what
totally
I mean?
True. Like, it's all bad flashlights. It's all bad lights. What's supposed to happen, honestly, with people like this dude is the community that they're in, whether it's professional or their daily life shit, the community is supposed to call that out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the community is supposed to root it out or change it or get it to, like...
Yeah.
But in his own home, he can do or be whatever the fucking asshole he wants. But we don't do that for people anymore. Mm-hmm. We fucking let them be assholes.
That's right.
And then no one really comes out and bites this dude until the world is ready to bite him.
Exactly.
And it's like that.
For years and years. I mean,
the Elgin Baylor thing was buried. He came out, he was like, this dude's a prick, he's racist, he's an asshole. And people were just like,
exactly.
Fuck you. You're out of a job. Exactly. You're not going to get shit.
That's like one of the dark things. It's like about sports. It's really hard to replace an owner. It's like you can only do it. Marge Schott is the only other example that I can think of at the top of my head. Was like
very
you're
good.
A bad enough person that we have to take this team away
because
this is America,
right.
And we believe in money and these rich people. Like honestly, I don't know what the latest is, but I think that it will probably be a long, drawn out, and difficult process to get the team away from him. He'll probably die before he sells the team.
Yeah.
And then his wife will own it. Or I mean, let's see how easy it is to sell. To Oprah or fucking Nick Cannon or whoever wants it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
very true.
It might be really weird because he likes to sue people. He's a petty, cheap Jew man.
Yeah.
he's a petty, cheap Jew man who loves to his money and loves to sue. And he'll probably do it for a long time until he's dead.
I think so. I think he's going to protect himself he's going to lawyer up three levels.
Yeah.
And there's no question. Richard Sherman said something he spoke to the NFL having similar hatreds
really?
In their ownership. And he said on the record that he didn't believe that the NFL would get rid of an owner. Like the same punishment by the commissioner that happened.
He said that he felt the NFL would not do that?
Would not.
Would leave him in?
Yeah, would not only leave him in, would not penalize him the way that Daniel Snyder was his name?
Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
Because
thank
the you. Fundamental thank you.
Thanks.
I slowly choke and die. And but you guys just keep thanking each other.
Yeah.
8 minutes.
Thank you. Thank
I just
you.
Die. Choke and die.
I think that we, there was a while where they put up security cameras everywhere. That was the thing, right?
Yeah.
The security cameras would catch.
In the world?
In the world.
Yeah.
And they would catch crazy things. Mm-hmm. And that became a very popular thing in the 90s. It just shot to the news. Mm-hmm. Everybody was watching security cam footage.
True.
And so, like, now we're living in a day with everybody having phones where it's like, this is the new thing.
Yeah.
This is the new security camera.
Yeah, I guess you just have to adapt to it. And that's why I think, legally speaking, isn't it state by state? I think the notion of, recording someone against their consent, that's not a blanket federal thing.
I don't know.
I think in court it's impermissible in most states, though, right? Federally?
Surveillance. Is it? Recorded footage, I think, I have no idea, but I wonder
phone
how I feel about that.
I think.
Yeah.
Phone conversations.
If someone records me against my knowing, can they use it against me? No.
I don't know.
What's your gut? What do you want to be true?
I'm thinking about porn right now.
My gut.
my gut is about.
We just look over and he's jerking off.
George. Wow.
Well, here we go. I guess I'm going to take my phone out then.
He's like, I love Daniel Snyder.
And that's my Instagram. So good.
George has kicked off Instagram in 3 days. Just nothing but porn and dicks for like three to six days.
You can do video?
Okay.
How long?
It's like, George.
Flagged immediately.
Remember how, the sky and stamps guy was weird?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
But do you feel like, I think it's a good thing. I think it's also like there's not a lot going on in the news and this thing can be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many ways of commenting on it.
Yeah, there are still Americans in Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else in the world, right?
That's true. So you're saying that it's being used as a distraction, is that what you're saying?
I think everything's a fucking distraction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It was like such a, it was just sexier than it was news. He was a known racist person.
Right.
Who was finally caught on tape in a salacious, weird way. Just right. being racist, like, it was a big, and Sound and Fury signifying not much, because right. like, and he probably won't even have to give up the team.
And it's appalling.
Ultimately.
I didn't heard the audio, right? And I just recently heard it. And I was like, all of the talking and the commentary made it sound this awful race. And I was expecting it to be clear-headed.
Yeah.
In a weird way, and it's totally weird, and a lot of it doesn't even make any sense what he's saying. I'm like listening to him, and I'm like, you're senile.
Yeah, it's some of it's like a crazy racist old man. Exactly. Totally senile and just wasted and old.
Yeah.
And she's 27 and he's 81. Like, it's some weird thing happening in a human life. You didn't know he was being taped. Like, who's taping?
It's already
Don't
so
tape me.
Yeah. It's already so weird. You're like, I wouldn't.
Oh really? Your phone's taping me? Yeah. I hate this person. And I think these guys suck.
Do you know where you are right now?
In a way, like, that's, I mean, but it would be unjust if he wasn't a terrible person.
Right.
But he's proved through his actions. Like, he would go around and check if black people and Mexican people were living in his buildings. Like, he would send his wife undercover to, like, check. He's, like, a terrible racist
person.
He's a terrible, terrible person. Like, known. Bill Simmons and everyone's wrote about it for years.
Right.
Aside from person, inept sports owner. The Clippers were, up until Chris Paul, literally the worst franchise in sports forever.
But what were they saying?
Right.
Which
is crazy because they're doing so well.
It was a financial move, though, people are saying on his part, in the same way that running a slum is a financial move, where he was just collecting all like the big teams trickle down because he's an NBA majority owner.
Yes.
So he was making money off of the Clippers when they were horrible.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, you're horrible, dudes.
Yep.
As I'm long okay as not the having bottom to work line. At it.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
incentive.
As long as the money's coming in, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's it does touch on the I think that the primal sort of like racial string that it tugged was that the uncomfortable thing, especially in basketball, is like white dudes owning black dudes.
Yeah.
Like that's and like then, the primal thing that is like sort of like the guitar strum that's being plucked a little bit, I think. Like that uncomfortable truth of like the people who own these teams are white and privileged. Like the language that he was using in those tapes was a little like slave mastery. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was hyperbolic. For sure. It was like he really didn't understand. That was a senility.
Yeah.
It was like less racist, definitely
just
racist.
Just bummed that you were hanging out with him. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Senile.
Yeah.
Equal parts senile as racist.
Yeah. It's
like loopy and crazy. And like, you don't get it. And she's half black.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
He's like,
he's just an old idiot. Like, racist idiot.
Yeah. And he's bad at racism.
Oh, he's just like, he's a terrible person.
Yeah. It's really, really awful.
And so I guess because of that, it's not unjust and he deserves his comeuppance and fuck him forever. I'm glad he's gone. And I hope they do take the team away. And frankly, he's going to die soon. Seriously. Like Paterno or any of those guys. Like,
and that was a nightmare too.
Out.
Yeah. It's just, it will suck the life out of a person. Because it's
rap. If any empathy do you guys have with the man that's in his 80s, that was raised obviously not the right way by the good person,
right?
But had to endure whatever bullshit life that idiot lived. And I only call him an idiot because
he acts like an idiot.
He's a total idiot.
But his views are those of an idiot.
Right. He's not even the final generation of natural born racists.
Yeah,
there are
forever baby,
forever babies.
There are forever hate people. Babies.
And so,
but those people that always be hate.
But we give older people the benefit of the doubt sometimes because we're like, oh yeah, you lived when that was okay still.
Right.
When our government actually did promote segregation in
that's
a big
right
way.
Do you
it just sucks that he's so rich and powerful. It's like, of course he is.
Of course he
owns half of Los Angeles and owns the Clippers and it's like has literally billions of dollars and he should sell the team because it's worth billions of dollars that he will get.
Right.
He will get it.
Yeah, he will get it.
The same back tattoo as I do. The same exact one.
Check it out on Instagram.
Yeah.
Check it out on Instagram.
@Fluffybastard_@?
That's not it. I'm going to go ahead and say that is not your Instagram.
Can you score at 3 in a row? Can you go 3 symbols in a row?
@? Yeah. I hope so.
Can you do symbols in an Instagram name? Can you be like george@gmail.com? Could that be
your... Fuck. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do that, right?
No, you have to start a new account.
Damn.
Just your email address, too. Like somebody who really doesn't get it.
That's like an AOL move. That's just a shitty old move. Shifting it a little bit, what's your take on like helmets and the fact of the hard hitting football?
Did we talk about this last time?
Yeah. We did kind of touch on it, and that's why I wanted to bring it up again.
I think that it might have to change like closer to rugby or something. No helmets, no pads. Maybe like the next evolution of pro football.
That's a very interesting insight. I haven't even considered that really.
I read it. I think I'm stealing it from some Grantland article or something. I think it's like
you think that the common NFL like crazed fan would be cool with devolving back to like leather stuff.
I wonder what it will be. Leather, I guess.
Or just like padding, like foam.
Like looser padding, no helmets. I mean, officially. No helmets. But however, is like there a fatal flaw in that plan of like if you hit heads once, you both die? Like, I don't know. I have to run some tests.
Fatality!
Or like, I'm sorry, bad idea.
Which is like,
one in the first second of the first game, two heads, two dead. heads, two dead.
You advertising that technology on your shirt and just being like, oh, okay, wait a minute.
I was wrong.
Two heads.
Two dead.
I would like to see a series of that.
That was quick.
Don't rugby players get fucking concussed?
They do. They totally do, and they get fucked up. Yeah, they get totally fucked up. Yeah. So, like, what's the difference? I guess that do football players get more fucked up than rugby players?
I think it's really about, for me, it's about shaking the brain.
The brain gets shook.
The permanent brain shook doesn't take much.
Ronnie Lott makes your brain shook.
We just mentioned that, like, Muhammad Ali, we both share this love for Muhammad Ali and what he stood for and all this stuff. And then to see him deteriorate and watch that happen, knowing that he could have, like you said, led the country. He could have been president.
The most magnetic.
And the fact that that happened because you got permanently brain shook, essentially. I mean, that sucks, but it's very true. And that I feel like a lot of these football players are coming forward now in their retired years being like, I can't think of anything anymore.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah, yeah. Worst case scenario, Junior Seau situation. It's like some of these guys go crazy and they're like war veterans that the NFL doesn't care of.
Right, right.
They like go nuts because they got brain shook for like 12 years. And didn't even think anything twice about it, but like every day, brain shook.
Right,
brain shook.
Having a coach be like, good brain shook.
Just like that is what you do.
Good brain shook. They high five. Brain shook for life.
That's hashtag. This is essentially what is happening.
Hashtag brain shook. They got.
That's going to be my new
that's
Instagram,
the name of your memoir. How do I kickstart my Instagram?
No, man. This is too long. It's too long a conversation.
Okay.
George@gmail.com. Follow me on
Instagram. I like it.
It's going to be great.
When's the last time you were at the dentist?
Oh, forever ago, too.
Did you?
I'm
really?
About that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I definitely should go.
God,
I
should. Guys.
I've never had a cavity, knock on wood, and just by saying that, before I knocked, cavities. The next time I go, probably five cavities.
I knocked five times, got five cavities.
You guys ever gone to, like, a buddy dentist?
A what?
Like, gone to the dentist with a buddy?
You want to go bro dentist style?
You guys want to go to the dentist?
We should do it.
Yes.
I haven't been. You haven't been. You haven't been.
Absolutely. Let's go on a Tuesday and have a tooth date.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Dentist
All right, guys. Let's get together.
I never had a buddy dentist.
You had a buddy dentist?
A buddy dentist.
I thought you meant a dentist that was a buddy.
That's what I thought.
That makes a lot more sense.
I'd be like, oh, that'd be cool. I'd talk to him about I don't floss a bunch.
I was like, oh, go to dentist with a buddy. Don't do shit.
Maybe that could be a new thing.
Forever, man.
Yeah, just going to the dentist with a buddy.
Yeah.
Promotes tooth health.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You can make anything social.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's get together.
Mm-hmm.
I want, George, can I ask you to do something?
Yeah, what are you eating right now? Can you?
No, I'm eating an almond, and it's probably loud and annoying, and I apologize.
I've been eating it the whole time, so I apologize. I've literally been eating it the whole time.
I want to ask Adam just sports questions from the old Trivial Pursuit cards that
are
right there.
Yeah, do it. Yeah? Ask us all.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm fascinated. You know so much.
I will pay if you don't know the answers.
But you know so much about sports. Yeah.
So do you. So do you guys. You George knows more like NFL players than football.
George is incredibly well informed.
You know more about the NFL, I think, than I do.
Basketball's
my shit. I love the NBA.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dominique Wilkins.
Dominique. Yeah. But like University of Georgia. Gerald Wilkins, brother for the Cavs, was thick.
Really?
Beast. He was good. He terrorized the Knicks. No, number 21. He was like a two guard. He might have even been on the Knicks for a while.
Jesus.
Gerald Wilkins. He, like Dominique, could... Excited?
Yeah.
Hey, James Dolan, wish you were a racist so we could fire him. Truly the worst owner in sports. Now that Sterling's gone, Dolan is unequivocally the worst donor.
It's replaced,
for sure. And he probably is a racist, a terrible man. I would wager. Maybe is not, though. I could be wrong.
Who's the Cowboys
guy? He's a bad owner, Jerry Jones.
That guy seems like an unbelievable asshole. Is he?
I don't know. Oh. Who knows?
He's a TV person. I mean, he's like, he's a character now.
He has that look on his face that just looks like I've killed some people.
He has
people.
Evil businessman written on him. What am I doing?
You're reading the sports.
It's like an owner like starts to look like their dog.
Last one. Yeah.
He like has evolved into an actual cowboy, Jerry Jones.
Yes.
Over enough time around being around.
Yeah, this and now he's turned into Buck Owens, and it's wild.
How many innings constitute an official baseball game, sir?
Six?
Five.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I thought it was going to be nine.
That's nice.
I'm sorry. I thought that was going to be nine.
Okay. Sometimes it rains and they call it after, you know, I guess five.
That's right. After five.
And it counts.
Yeah. Pick a
baseball,
nice
no
fat
clock.
Stack.
Yeah.
No clock. You like
baseball.
A clock.
You like baseball. You
know, well, that's like just what makes it unique. That's why it's dull as hell.
What would you?
No clock.
No
the
clock.
Whole point of it is no. I mean, that's what makes
that's
it
how
unique.
I feel. It's America's pastime.
Yeah.
Pass the time.
You don't know how long it's going to take. That's part of the fun. It could be really boring for a long time.
Right.
What sport did John Wayne play at the University of Southern California?
John Wayne. I'll guess. The obvious guess would be football.
Definitely.
But John Wayne was a big guy. Maybe like wrestling. I'm thinking out loud here.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe a wrestling.
I think it's the obvious answer.
Football.
It is the obvious answer. It is football. Yeah.
John Wayne was on the USC football team. That's
just busting heads.
That's
cracking skulls,
cool.
Getting brain shook.
Jack Carroll, brain shook as fuck.
Maybe that's why he talked like
Well, what do you think is going to happen with the helmets?
I mean,
what could happen? Either they all just get brain shook with helmets or brain
shook
without
helmets? I think they're just going to keep trying to avoid the obvious thing, which is to make those moves illegal. And fine everybody.
Right?
That can't happen because that's going to slow down football and take the fun out of it for everybody watching because we love the carnage.
Yes.
And I think that they're going to try to evolve the helmets and it's just going to be a cover-up.
Cool. Into what? Into what, I wonder, in your mind? Like double thickness? Like more thick?
I think it's the actual architecture of the helmet that needs to change. I think we need to talk about what... Yeah. Like, that sounds crazy.
I know. No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying, too. I just don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
We need science to make it more.
I think so.
It's like the same Riddle helmets from, the NFL films, Steve Sable, 1976.
It
feels like the same pads and helmets.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. Maybe that's it. It doesn't feel like it's evolved.
I think we need science to step in.
Science needs airbags.
Airbags.
Yeah. Headbags.
Come on.
Here's the one and only. This one's good. Who coached the New York Jets to the 1969 Super Bowl title?
I really don't know. I think it might be someone like Hal something.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, definitely not it.
Okay, good, cool.
But it's like that. Hal, it's a very fun name to say. You can really just say anything.
I know. I wouldn't have no idea.
Jets,
you know,
coach,
I'm full of
the Jets coach.
I'm
going to
say
idea.
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon is close.
I'm just going to say Hal, one name.
Hal. From Space Odyssey.
Hal 5000.
Hal.
He coached the Packers. That computer coached the Packers.
Close the pod door.
Weeb Eubank.
Weeb Eubank. Yeah. Never hear a Weeb.
That's the only reason that was worth reading, my dude.
Yes.
Be the man with the balls and name your child Weeb.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What is that short for?
W-E-B-E or W-E-E-B?
W-E-E-B.
Weeb? Weeb? That has to be short for something. For to weeb.
Right, to reeb.
To reeb. I would rather name my son Irene.
Well, that's
versus
a sweet
weeb.
Name.
Versus weeb. Because then I can call him Rena.
Yep, I agree. Weeb, I just need...
Rena Basil, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Rena. It's just that there's no other precedent for weeb. I've never, ever heard another weeb.
No.
Either before or since, or even in a fake character.
Yeah, it's true.
There'll be an EEB, Charlotte's weeb?
Well, it's to me, it seems like a scooter. It's like something, he has a normal name like Webster or Weber, and they were like...
Webster, weeb.
With an accent.
Yeah.
Just shortened to weeb over time.
Hey, you want to get a weeb over there.
Weeb. It just sounds like a noise.
Yeah,
it's just a pleasant strike of an instrument. Weep.
Did everybody growing up call you Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was
some
never
weep.
Nobody in that, because I grew up in an area, some weep. I grew up in an area where everybody called everybody with their last name.
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit of that, but there weren't a lot of bros where I was. We were all weird Arty Mountain kids. It was Adam, Sean, Brendan, Matt. It's just weird, good kids.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it wasn't
everybody's drinking Kool-Aid and dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of like that. Because I think you're from maybe a little more bigger, frankly.
Yeah.
Place that I'm from. Because
I went to pretty big schools and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's almost necessity, identification.
There were a lot of nicknames. Yeah. There were a lot of nicknames. And people they definitely would have nicknames that weren't their name.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Weeb.
But you learn the language.
Yeah.
As a member of that culture, in High schools, you're saying? Like growing up in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed to be the birthplace of a lot of nicknames.
So you're Brooks? Sort of,
a lot of people call me Brooks, yeah.
Was there another Brooks?
No.
Nice. So then Brooks Brothers? Is that where you're going?
All the time. I mean, I didn't think of that, but
all the time. Yeah. All the time. Because I went to prep school for a while and it was just a wrap. Like, it was like, that was such an easy get for everybody that they were like, go for it. Go
Did for you it. Lead into it, shy away from it, not care about it? Did you purchase Brooks Brothers clothes?
All right, fair enough. Yeah, it's a fair
because
question.
Of it, not.
I'm going to say that I know their
that sounds
logo.
Like a Trivial Pursuit question.
Yeah.
Did you know it, love it, in it, or out it? 1967, did you buy Brooks
My
Brothers?
My answer Weeb is weeb, I did. Weeb, I did.
I believe
I did.
Adam, my friend, do you have any stuff, like pluggy stuff?
No.
Did we do that last time?
Yeah.
At
Adam
Lustig. I'm trying to think. Yeah, yeah, that's my
Twitter. Oh, that's Instagram?
Adam Lustig. What's and Instagram.
Same. At Adam Lustig?
Not you lucky. At. You lucky
not,
guy.
Not even at, just Adam Lustig.
Oh, just Adam
It's Instagram,
Lustig.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Instagram?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No ads.
Yeah, how do we hashtag brain fart? What do we think
You can of? Hashtag. You can type anything you want down there. Some people type long stuff, and I can't read that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Like, Beyonce, I follow Beyonce, duh. That's the thing. It's just a very intimate way, obviously, Instagram pictures.
It is. It's just looking at other people doing stuff and yeah. being like, oh, interesting.
And like you said, Deb, getting slightly bummed out about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Slightly bummed
out. It is.
Out
there is a it's like to create FOMO, to create fear of missing yeah. out, to like invent it out of nothing and to like give it to you.
In case you didn't have enough anxiety, try yeah. Instagram.
It is a real long-term anxiety spike so long and insidious that you don't even feel it happening mm-hmm. until like you've been using it for a few months and you're like, I feel anxious.
This thing like, is telling me I need this.
Fear of missing out.
Uh-huh.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I know.
Just, oh yeah, of course. Right. And it's just like so easy and like you just like, I'm not there.
Uh-uh. Exactly. I'm not at these things.
You just so you know for sure.
Yep.
Just
That's
so you
the thing.
Have proof.
It's a reminder.
Just so you have like visual photographic evidence that, oh, not there, not there, not there.
Not there, not
but
there.
But then it's another promotional tool as well. Like,
I'm in traffic, I'm in traffic, I'm in traffic. Right?
Yeah, sure.
At traffic.com.
Yeah, totally. You could promote anything on there. You could take a picture. That's just another thing.
Anything. Arches. Straight lines. It's, the best of the
sandwiches.
Holy shit. All right, that was
that's
great.
That's it. I don't really have anything else to plug.
Thanks. Wait, no. Cindy Crawford is what day?
Oh, yeah. Monday, May 19th. That's good.
May 19th.
Coming out before then?
Yes.
Monday, May 19th.
Yes. That's in a couple weeks, I think.
Okay, perfect. And
yeah.
then
at Mimoda Studio, 5772 Pico Boulevard.
Bang.
That was great.
Comedy show.
Starts at what time?
Cindy Crawford, 8:30, Monday, May 19th. Please come. Matt Bronner's on the show. David Cope. Do you know these people?
Yes.
I do.
Comedians, yeah. Everybody. It's going to be a funny one.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
I can't wait. All right.
And, that's it.
Thanks for coming back from Peru.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to our listeners. You guys are awesome. All right.
Who are listeners?
All right, Sam. Do you have anything to say to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you should know that, 'cause I'm like Mario Lopez, got baby.